Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's Grimmy in for Mills today until 7 o'clock tonight. Becky's here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Tell me how lush I'm looking.
You look so tanned.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
You look gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All blondy, all tanny.
Yeah, I went to Greece. It was well nice.
Real nice.
Yeah.
Are you happy to be back here? Yeah.
Yeah. I've got that, you know, when you go back from work after holiday and you're like, I've forgotten what to do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For a
like,
week.
And you're trying to type as quickly as you were before. You're like, oh no, this isn't working.
Or a pen. You're like, what's this guy?
It is like first day back at school where you can't write properly.
This isn't a pina colada. What's going on? But nice break.
But it's really good, yeah.
Was it just a lazy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beach and pool and, food.
That's really nice. Real nice. When I went away, actually, just after Edinburgh, when we were up in Edinburgh the week after we went away, and I like doing that on holiday. I hate people who have, like, activity holidays.
You need another holiday after you've had one of them.
Yeah, not interested. Skiing. Ugh.
No, it's all about the après ski.
Okay, I feel like that's a waste of time.
You
Any
go
exercise.
Skiing, you go on ski holidays because they tend to be in lush places, but then you just do the eating and the drinking at the end.
Uh-huh.
Don't go up the mountain.
Don't do the skiing.
Just sit at the bottom in the pubs.
But then just have a week off and just check into your local pub. Be amazing. Where are you going on your holidays? Holloway Road. but yeah, I did that and I was with someone who's really active. My friend's boyfriend came. And he was all like, let's go on a trick. He's Australian. Let's go for a dive. Let's go for a swim to this rock. All the time. Constantly trekking. It was awful. Hated it. I just wanted to lie around. So I just had to do that awful thing of going away with people, but then separating and being like, I'm not actually going to holiday with you this
Just
today.
Sit there on the side of a stopwatch. You swim to the rock and I'll time you. Get the best time.
Yeah, and I'll have this sandwich.
Yeah.
So Eliza Doolittle, I saw her at the weekend. Amazingly beautiful is Eliza Doolittle.
She's got huge legs. Not huge.
Not huge. She's got the best legs in life.
They're so big.
They're amazing. I think they're 6 foot tall each. And then she's just stuck on the top. They're amazing. They're so good. But I saw her on Saturday because I had to go and interview actual Beyonce on Saturday afternoon. How exciting.
And?
Major. She was so good. It was kind of terrifying because I really love her. It's not like going to interview Kesha or something where I'm like, Saturday afternoon. I was genuinely excited about it.
What's wrong with Kesha?
I wouldn't really go on Saturday afternoon on my day off and do it.
Which one? Right, so you've got a list of people that you wouldn't get out of bed on a weekend for.
Yeah, Kesha's on it. And who else would I get out of bed for?
Who would you interview on a weekend?
I'd probably interview Beyonce.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Missy Elliott. Little Kim, and that's probably it. I won't get out of bed for
Not
Gaga.
The Queen.
Oh, the Queen. I love her. I'd get out of bed for her. She's
or
often
like Obama.
Right, oh, Obama. Well, I don't know. It wouldn't be that funny, would it?
I quite like
it's not very funny on Twitter.
Why would you be interviewing Obama? I quite like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I would quite like to see that happen.
An E4 music special. Barack Obama's top 20 political rave tunes. It'd be amazing. But I went to do, and she was really good at, not like that, Becky, thank you. I went to interview her and her mother. So I got to interview Tina Knowles, who's pretty incredible, Tina. And I went to interview them, and they were in the glamorous location of Selfridge's car park. So in the car park, they were doing like a fashion show.
Oh, right.
So like they weren't just like there waiting around. Like,
pulled up. For
just loading up some M&S bags. Yeah. And I went to interview them, and I was really got really nervous before it, because there's only a few people interviewing. There's a lady from, I think, CNN, who was really official, who was like, yeah, get me that hairspray. Just do the left side. Yeah, right. Come on, girls, we're in. Beyonce time. She was all official and scary. And I was just like, oh. So it was me, and then that man off of Lorraine Kelly, who does the fashion things. Mark.
Oh, yeah, I can't
just
remember.
Say yeah.
Yeah, I
yeah, 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 him. So just the three of us. So it's kind of all right, because usually pop stars have to do so many interviews in a day that by the time you get there, they're bored. They've been asked these questions, but because there was only three and because her mum was there, I think it was all nice and everything, which was very funny, very sweet. However, when I got there face-to-face to interview Beyonce, it was in quite a small room, and because of the angles they needed to film it at, they sat you directly opposite. So it's like the most unnatural... Like, you wouldn't even speak to your best friend like that. Like, really looking at
was
her face.
Was it about, like, you were about to go in for a kiss?
Yes.
But then chickened out at the last
yes,
minute, and
like
then you're
close.
Sort of stuck there.
Yeah. Really, really close. Me, well, weird kiss
and the mum,
her and
as
her
well.
Mum. Tina's sort of observing. She's a voyeur.
She wasn't that close, like all three of you, like...
No, we weren't like in a pyramid. It was like her and Beyonce versus me. So they were together, all lovely and everything. And
where was Solange?
Solange, well, we need to talk about Solange in a second. I'll write it down so I don't forget. Don't know how to spell it. I just wrote Sol. All Solly. But I went in to do it, and I did get quite nervous. And then they said, OK, so it's just, you've just got 10 minutes. Just go in a second. OK, go. Oh, hang on. We've just got to change a light. So then there was this, like, awkward pre-interview chat with the world's biggest pop star and her mum. And then when I get a little bit nervous, I can't stop talking. So I was just like, are you having a nice time in London? Like that awful chat before. And they were like, yeah, 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 yeah. We like your hair. And I was like, oh, thanks. I quite like your hair, Beyonce. And rather than just end it there, I went into this rampage and this rant about I'd not been able to have a shower that day because the builders are in my house and I'd been to the gym and I'd done about an hour and a half in the gym and I was really sweaty and I thought, well, I need to go home, get ready, I'll have a shower there, get ready because I want to be clean because Beyonce, you're probably like the cleanest pop star in the world. Like your hair's clean, your face is clean. I want to be quite clean for Beyonce, wear a nice outfit, impress her. So she's like, oh, God, who's this nut? Won a competition. And then I basically told her that I'd been to the gym for an hour and a half and not showered and just turned up to interview her. And she's like, oh. And then they're like, OK, the light's fixed. So she was like, thank God. So I basically told her I was stinking. It was really bad. I just wanted to be clean for her.
You couldn't. A quick wipe?
No, the builders were in every room. The angry builders, the angry French builders that are ruining my house, which you need to talk about. But yeah, basically spent Saturday afternoon being smelly in front of Beyonce and Tina Knowles. But my hair was so greasy, I managed to sort of mat it down, and it just didn't move. It was
she
horrible.
Liked it?
Yeah, she liked it, yeah. Imagine if it was clean. We'd be in love. I was like, smell it. Smells like granddad's. Podcast. In a second, very, very soon, we are going to be going down to Stupid Street. Smooth Talking Dan will be down there, and in light of One Direction mania, which is going on right now. I witnessed it yesterday outside Radio 1. Crazy. Like 10 millions of girls outside. They had to close the street.
Did you come down to see them or were you here on other business?
No, I was just walking to town.
Oh, right. I'd quite like it if you'd been part of the hysteria.
Outside. Richie! Let me in! No, I was just walking to town. I thought it was a nice day, so I walked from my house, walked into town, and that route passes Radio 1. So I walked in and there was such hysteria and screaming, but it was at like 1 o'clock. Chart show doesn't start till 4, so there was a good gaggle of girls there just screaming. So we were like, well, they must be there, just screaming. Just general screaming, just practicing for 4. But there was actually so many girls outside Radio 1 yesterday, so many fans of One Direction, that they couldn't even get in. So they had to go somewhere else. That many. They had to go and broadcast from a secret location because I don't know what would have happened. All had their clothes ripped off. Harry's hair sort of brushed out of place. Would have been a nightmare. So in light of that, we sent Dan down to Stupid Street to see what people thought made them beautiful, a la One Direction. If you want to play, come on the radio, win some Scott Mills points, get in touch, 81199. I really want to win. So you need to be good. We need to be rubbish, maybe, because I need to be good. I want 1,000 Scott Mills points by Friday. I got 120 last week, Becky.
That is good.
880 to go.
That's more than 100 a day.
Yes. Yeah, it's loads more than 100
a day.
Check
my maths.
Yeah. It's nearly 200 a day. Yeah. It's a lot. I really want the golf club socks. Not the actual golf club set, but you know, the socks.
What, the head cover bit?
Yeah, like the thick furry bits. Because you can put them on your hands as well if you want. If you sort of make your hands really thin. So they're mittens, but also for your golf clubs. So they're, you know, they're double useful. They're worth 1,000 points, I think.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcast. It's almost Britney time.
Yeah!
Before that, though, we are going to hopefully win some Scott Mills points. I want 1,000 by Friday. I have 120. So we're going to go down to Stupid Street with Smooth Talking Dan and hopefully win some more Scott Mills points. Becky, do you want to play along?
Yes.
Is that the wrong mic?
Yes,
there we go. Also on the line, we have Josh. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, good, thanks. I'm all right. I've got a bit of a weird fabric shirt on, so it's making me feel a bit almost sexy. It's part silk. Becky's looking at me and saying, it doesn't look sexy.
It looks a bit like, you know those pyjamas, stripy pyjamas that the boy wears in The Snowman?
They're a bit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it feels a bit, it like sort of moves on of its own accord, Josh.
Attractive.
It's sort of moving all around my shoulders as we talk. It's a little bit weird. It's kind of like a, it's sort of like a mum's 80s power blouse.
Did you take the shoulder pads out this morning?
Yeah, I ripped them out. Yeah.
Damn.
I know, I need them. Where are you today, Josh? What's going on?
I am just, I'm just on the outskirts of Manchester.
Oh, yeah.
Just finished work.
What have you been doing as work today?
Well, I work for a hair company on their artistic team and education team.
Artistic hair?
Yeah, I work on a, so artistically we do education as well.
Whose phone's doing that? It's not mine, mine's off. Mine's off, Becky. Is it Becky's?
No!
Yes, obviously. It's probably an important call from management about that form and those charts and things. It's a very official work, anyway. So, Josh, we're going to hopefully win some Scott Mills points today because One Direction were number one yesterday. They sold 4 billion copies of their debut single, and there was One Direction hysteria outside of Radio 1 yesterday. We thought we'd go down to Stupid Street to see what the residents of Stupid Street thought, what made them beautiful.
Brilliant. Okay?
So we want you to guess... Maybe, should we say two or three things? What do you think the people of Stupid Street reckons makes them beautiful?
I think their personality.
Yep.
Their hair and their eyes.
Okay, personality, hair and eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying that. We'll let you have 20 Scott Mills points for each of those, if you get them right. Becky, do you want to play?
Yeah, I'm going to say their feet. This is Stupid Street, so I'm going to say feet and... Earlobes. Yeah.
You're going... do you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. I'm obsessed with Stupid Street.
Are you?
Yes. When I go back to my normal show at night times, can we get rid of Dan and I'll go down to Stupid Street?
If you want to go down one
I'd love
day, of
it.
Course you can do it.
I love those idiots. I'm going to say their insides. Not like their insides, but like...
Small intestine or large
intestine. Not like that. Like, they'll say something like, my personality within me. You know, that's what matters. Because... It's not, and they're stupid. So I'd say that one. I'm going to go nails, because I imagine a girl with jazzy nails down there. And fringe. Okay?
Cool. Yep.
So I'm saying fringe, insides, and nails. Josh is saying personality, hair and eyes. Becky is on earlobes and
feet.
And feet. Okay, let's find out what Smooth Talking Dan found out from the residents of Stupid Street. What make them beautiful?
What's your name?
Kathleen.
What makes you beautiful?
My inner granny. She's an elaborate character, but I often consult her for extracting true inner beauty of the deep wisdom.
What makes you beautiful?
The ladies told me my smile.
What makes you beautiful?
My height. My hair, maybe. My hair's pretty important.
Sure, it's nice.
I like my body.
Looking at me, what is anything I can improve on? Or... Is it all right in general?
All right in general, yeah, you're doing okay.
Okay. Ooh. What makes you beautiful?
Am I beautiful?
You are, actually. You're pretty hot. I was just thinking that.
I don't know, just eat well, sleep well.
Okay. Do you think I look beautiful, or...?
In an abstract way.
Abstract way. Okay, that sounds like a sort of half insult, half compliment, but I'll take it. What makes you beautiful?
Style, sense of style, I think it's quite important.
Style, yeah.
I quite like my fringe as well.
Yes!
I'm not so sure. What's your name?
John.
What makes you beautiful?
I've got really nice ankles. Yeah, my ankles are gorgeous.
Are they?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Claire.
What makes you beautiful?
My personality, hopefully. I don't want to be one of those ugly girls that just says personality.
What's your name?
Alex Richards.
Alex, what makes you beautiful?
My tattoos.
Can you just talk me through your tattoos on your arm?
Yeah, I'm covered in women, and I've got a face from a girl at work on my arm as well.
Really? Is that a bit awkward?
It can be a little bit awkward sometimes.
And she's aware it's her face?
Yes.
Are you with this girl?
No, she's got a nice face.
And now it's on you?
It's on my arm.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
Right, okay. Have you ever had a thing with the girl on your arm?
No. Well, she... maybe.
What? What is happening with that man and the girl from work?
Can you get a tattoo of me, please, on your arm by Friday?
I was thinking I'd have Claire off reception. Maybe you on that arm and that on that arm.
Yeah.
Be nice, wouldn't
yes?
it? Yes, I will.
That would be amazing.
How big would I have to have it done? Because I'm all up for
it. Only a little tiny one, I don't mind.
Yeah?
I think it'd just be really funny.
My friend was telling me today that his friend got was going to have her boyfriend's name tattooed on. But when it happened, she thought that the letter looked more like his haircut. So she said, scrap the name, just do his haircut. So she has her boyfriend's haircuts tattooed on her arm. I'll have your hair. I quite like the outline of a haircut. It's quite nice.
No, I want the whole face on.
Full face?
Yeah.
Where would you demand it?
You could have it on your inner wrist so that you could cover it up with your watch strap.
Like my other two rubbish tattoos?
Yeah. You've got a Popeye one.
Yeah.
And a heart.
Yeah.
I can go next to the heart.
You could go next to the heart, like, look, I love Becky.
Yeah.
It'd be real nice.
Anyway, points.
Points. So 20. Josh, you got 20 points for personality.
Hell yeah.
And you got 20 for hair.
Well, fringe.
And for hair. Yeah,
oh, someone did say hair. Oh, okay, so you got 40. Sorry, being
tight
there.
You got 20.
I got 20 for fringe. No one said their insides or the nails.
Does ankles count as feet?
Not really. Oh. You wouldn't say I broke my foot, and then they'd say, which bit? My ankle, would you?
Okay.
I have nice ankles as well. I think they do make me beautiful. It's the only thin part of my body. I'm going to remove the ankles out of all my trousers. Just really show them off. Well, Josh, thank you for playing along. You got 40 Scott Mills points, so you did best out of anyone.
Perfect.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye. 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 That was fun. I love Stupid Street. Even weird today. It was like weird and Stupid Street. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio
1. Who is going to be at the Teen Awards? If you want to be in our Teen Awards trailer on the actual telly next Friday, you need to have a laptop with a camera, which all the youth have, Becky. They all have them. It didn't have to be a laptop, just a computer. I don't know why I was discriminating against people with home PCs.
I had to help my mum buy a webcam the other day so that she could do Skype. And she got one of those headsets, like off of call centres.
Like Britney.
And the first time I spoke to her, I just laughed for like the whole conversation. Because I was looking at her, like, imagine your mum like with a comedy call centre headset on, just going, so I went to Sainsbury's and I went to this. And
two for one and kitchen
roll. Went
here
and then I did this. And it's like, oh my God.
Why the headset? That's amazing.
Because she didn't have a mic either.
Oh.
Like a computer's like off the 80s.
Oh, my mum's is off the 80s. It's deeper than it is wide. It's, you know what I mean? It's got a really big back. It's really heavy. And it's got like, my mum obviously doesn't know what's happening when she's on the internet. So she's like, yes, I will have that. Yes, I will have that. So there's so many toolbars at the top that the actual
she
screen.
She's got all the add-ons.
Every add-on in life, like every emoticon, like dancing hearts on it. She's like fully blown adult.
Virused up to the max.
Everything. And there's so many toolbars at the top. It's like half the screen is different toolbars, like casino net and things. It's like, what's this? I don't know. Like, it's just really small at the actual interface at the bottom. On Thursday evening, Britney Spears came into Radio 1. She's going to be going on tour here soon, so she came over just to show off about the tour, essentially. She came in, it had to be a proper secret. I wasn't allowed to tell anyone. The one that doesn't speak said, don't Twitter it. Don't tell anyone at Radio 1. Don't tell your friends. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't mention it because she's so famous, it'll be crazy outside and you'll get the One Direction thing, you know, where they couldn't come in, which would be a rubbish interview, really, because no one here. So I kept very, very quiet about it. I did tell a few friends, but I told them not to tell anyone. So I thought that was okay. Like, I've got a secret. I can't tell you, but if you don't tell anyone, that's fine. So I think it was okay. Anyway, we got her in, and this is what happened when actual Britney Spears came in to see us on Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio, if we could make a massive round of applause for our guest today, Miss Britney Spears is here. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Britney.
Hi.
How the hell are you?
I'm good. How the hell are you?
I am very, very well, thank you. It's nice to see you.
You too.
What's been going on today? Have you had a crazy busy day or...
Pretty
has it been nice?
Crazy. I just got in today, so I'm a little jet lagged.
Oh, no. How long are you here for?
For a week.
Oh, okay, so you probably just get normal.
And then have to leave again.
And then have to leave.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you're over here to do a music video.
Yes.
And do you know the story of the video now? Do you sort of okay that before? Do you turn up and it's like a surprise? What happens when you make a video?
Well, there is a special guest in the video and it's a cool storyline. You have to see it. It's
okay.
Like a surprise.
If you need any extras.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a great dancer.
Okay.
Obviously, I look good.
Okay, yes. Obviously.
Obviously, you can see that.
Oh, totally.
You can't deny that.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
crazy
come on.
Hot.
Crazy hot. So if you do need an extra.
Okay.
Actually, I'm deadly serious. I was just jesting.
Okay, I am too.
Could I be like in the background doing something?
Oh, crazy hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of dancers and stuff.
No, just me.
Just you. Mm-hmm. So maybe I could just be in the background like painting or... doing a bit of ironing.
Yeah, not odd or anything.
No, just something, you know, that the kids want to see.
Yeah.
A man painting a wall.
And that's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little part.
Yeah, a little.
Or even just like a little finger, like in front of the camera, a little toe in, anything.
Okay.
Okay. You're like, yeah, yeah, definitely, but that's happening. It's because it's the BBC, it's a contract now. So that's happening. I'm in Britney's new video. Don't worry. Do you have a lot of fun making videos? Because a music video, I always think, must be the funnest thing.
Yeah, they are a lot of fun. And doing like movies are like such a long process, you know, and doing videos that actually have storylines or like doing like mini projects, and you know, and it happens really quick, and everyone, the energy on set's always really exciting and fun, and they're exciting.
I always see when you see programs like Behind the Scenes of like a Britney video, or you watch like a Behind the Scenes Madonna video, and they're like, it's day two of the shoots, and I'm like, how is it that long? What's been like your longest shoot for a video?
Probably Stronger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How long did that take to film?
It was just like, we were there all night long till like 5 o'clock in the morning, and my last shot was me being in a fire hydrant and getting wet. It was dreadful.
So ideal after you've been at work all day.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get wet. You're like, cool, cool. See, I do a 3-hour show and I get exhausted. I don't know how you do that. I won't be able to handle it.
I don't see how I did it either.
I'd be a one-hit wonder. I'd have at least one record. Like, I love this. Do the video and then be like, do you know what? I've got things to watch on telly. So we should talk about your UK tour is going to be happening. What is the best thing about going on tour?
Wow. I think the crowds. The crowds are just amazing, and their energy. You know, you bounce off each other. When you have a really good show, they come to life. And when they come to life, you come to life. And you just, there's this really amazing connection that you get to have with people, which is really nice.
And do you ever get nervous still?
The first couple of shows, I'll be a little nervous, yeah.
And Nicki Minaj supported you in America.
Yes.
How was that?
She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And just artistically, she's like, the way she dresses to the way, you know, she handles herself and everything. She's, you know, she's really an inspiring person.
Uh-huh. She's great. She came in here once.
Oh,
and
really?
She came in, she was wearing not one, but two wigs.
Oh, gosh.
One on top of the other. It was quite a look.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I should try that.
I don't know if you should. One on top of the other wig. It was crazy. It was kind of like quite sensible office worker down here.
Oh, my
but then Marge Simpson on top.
Oh, my goodness.
So two looks in one.
She loves her style.
She really, really does. It's a massive look. And what happens before you go on stage? Because before I call on the radio, obviously it's not the same sort of thing, but it's essentially, you know, showing off to people. I always get a little bit nervous. I always like to maybe have a cup of tea. But what does Britney Spears do before you take to that stage?
We usually, every show, we have a prayer, and we'll sit there for like 5 minutes and do that, and then we'll just end up getting really loony and crazy and pumping each other up, and it gets really exciting.
Are you ever just like, tired? Feel like watching a film instead?
Before the shows, for some reason, I don't know, I think the energy with the people, it's something electric that happens, and, you know, but, I mean, I've had tired days, of course, but for the most part, it's, you know, it's pretty fun.
Do you get to have a rider? Because I always know that when you're performing at a gig or you become a superstar, you can have whatever you want in your dressing room. You can have like loads of grapes, you can have hummus, you can have whatever you want. What do you have?
I'm really strange.
A cat's brain, please. And an umbrella and a plum.
I like tomato soup and sandwiches. And nerds.
I love nerds.
I love nerds.
I had some of those the other day.
I love them.
And I thought, can I have them at 27? But I love nerds.
No, they're great. And sweethearts.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I once got a nerd stuck up my nose when I was little. Stuck
caught
right in my
nerd.
Nose, yeah. Because I was eating them on my back watching TV.
That's not good.
So don't do that before you go on stage.
I'll try not to do that.
Because you get purple snot running down your face.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really bad.
Oh, no.
Do you ever want to get something stupid on the rider, like you and your friends? Have they ever been like, just ask for something silly?
Actually, we haven't. I should try that.
You should do that.
Yeah.
You should see how far you can go.
With it, yeah.
I heard Eminem recently asked for a pond with some koi carp in it. A pond.
I should ask for some tigers.
Tigers and maybe a waterfall.
Yeah.
Get it going. Yeah, you should really push it. I think people would let you have it. And when you are on tour, you obviously tour all across the world. Do you have a favourite place to go to, a favourite country?
I love Brazil.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful there.
Yeah.
I love London.
Mm-hmm.
I love it here.
Well done.
Right on. In Spain. I love Spain.
Do you pick up any languages when you travel the world?
I just love your guys' accents. They're amazing. I try to talk like this.
I try to talk like that. Because
Nicki
Minaj does quite a good English accent.
Yeah, she does.
She does her Roman voice.
Oh, her Roman.
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 Roman. Like this. She basically sounds like a crazy English posh person. It's not like the standard English accent. So what can we expect from this tour when you come over? Because your tours are never sort of quiet affairs. It's never like you with an acoustic guitar on a stool. It's always a wonderful, phenomenal performance. So how do you get that bigger and better every time?
Well, actually, just I work with an amazing group of people, and they listen to the record, and we just thought it would be cool to have something that, you know, with Femme Fatale, having a storyline with it. So there is a story based with the whole show, and it's just a fun show. It's really entertaining, and it's fun for me to do, and I think people see that.
Do you ever see anyone else's tour, any other pop stars' tours, and think, oh, wish I'd done that?
Yeah, there's so many shows that you're like, damn, that's so cool. That's
I wish
hot.
I'd done that.
Yes.
I liked it when Beyonce did the flying thing.
Yeah.
How do you get to go to other people's shows, though? Does everyone not just do this, point at you and
well,
say, oh, look, it's Britney Spears?
I'm in a baseball hat and go in and, like, sit at the, you know, the, a different location where most fans won't be.
You could maybe wear a security outfit.
Yeah.
Like, put one of the, like, high-vis vests on.
Oh,
get
course.
A cap on with security on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Taking people's tickets. Sell them later.
Exactly.
And then people will thus think that you're security. Maybe don't do that. So your disguise when you go out, what's sort of your disguise outfits? But don't give too much away.
Okay.
Because we'll know it.
Oh, God. You're right. A baseball hat and sunglasses and sweats.
That's
pretty
a good disguise,
pretty
yeah.
Low-key.
That's pretty much everyone in everyone in life that could be. Have you seen those glasses which have got a nose attached and a moustache?
Oh, my God.
You could do that.
Yeah, I could totally do that.
Might draw more attention, though.
Yeah, so.
It might do a little bit. If you could go, Britney Spears, to anywhere and people wouldn't recognise you, what would your day be if you could be, like, free and, like, just do whatever you wanted and be as mad as you wanted?
I would go to a baseball game. And I would go dine out with my friends and go see a movie. And have a slumber party. That would be fun.
That's a good day. We spoke to Kelly Clarkson the other day, and she said that she's been at things before where she's met people, and they're super famous, and she's not known who they are. Has that ever happened to you? And you just thought it was
I'm
a well-wisher?
Sure.
And you were like, oh, hi!
I'm sure it has. Like, I've read in magazines before where people were like, she was so rude to me. And then I went back and I was like, well, I didn't even realize I met her.
I didn't even know I'd met the queen.
I'm quiet and I'm really shy. So maybe that comes across, as, you know, if I don't say anything. But I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah, it must have happened. When you say that about saying that in magazines, do you ever read anything and you're like, that is not true?
Yeah, totally.
It's completely made up.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Must happen all the time.
Yeah.
So someone said in a magazine the other day that this was a thing that they do in Heat magazine, which is like a big gossip magazine over here, and they rate, they have like a nice person of the week, a kind of nice person of the week, and then the not very nice person of the week. I was not very nice.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's not good.
And do you know what the reason was?
What?
He was dancing at a party, and he was bigger than me, so he knocked into me.
Oh, no.
Move out of the way, shorty.
Exactly.
Clear that dance floor if you can't handle my moves.
Yes, of course.
I can't believe that. Not very nice.
How could they?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, Brittany. What's like the thing that you've read that's drove you mad like that?
Maybe things like, is she pregnant or does she have alien kids? And
no one said that. Does Britney Spears have alien kids?
Yes, they've said horrible
said that?
Things. I think Star and all of those.
Does she have no, obviously not.
And am I an alien as well? So it's like, they're silly.
I like that. Front page news. Is Britney an alien? No, you should just come out one day with all green slime on you. It's true.
It's true.
I am. I've come to get you all. What about when you're in the street and or you're at a party and someone's like, you really look like Britney Spears? That must have happened.
Oh, all the time.
What do you say?
I say, I know, I get that all the time.
do you really?
Yeah.
And they're just like, God.
Like, I know, you really do look like her. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I get that. Cool. Yeah. Like, oh, thanks. Yeah. She's gorgeous. She'd be like, I do try and look like her. She's amazingly good looking. Don't you agree? You should do
and a
that.
A lot of times people will say, you're so much prettier than her.
No. No.
Yeah.
She'd be like, I am her, stupid. Get out of here. Radio 1 Podcast. So you're back in the UK. You're going to be here for a week and then you come back to do your tour.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that wasn't very sincere. You're like, mm-hmm, yeah, if you buy tickets. Go and buy a ticket on my website, you can. Because I came to your last tour. I came to Circus. That was amazing.
Well, thank you.
It was real good. You know when you had the picture frame things?
Yeah.
My friends were in one of those sofas at the front.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was sat right up there, miles away like this. I think I can see her. Or is that security? I can't tell. I can see her. But when is it your birthday? Is it going to be your birthday when you're in the UK?
Yes.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
It's a big one.
I know.
It's a proper birthday party.
I know, I have to.
If you want me to plan something.
Okay.
I can do something.
Okay.
Yeah?
You'll hook me up.
I'll hook you up, yeah.
Okay, great.
I'll have a little party for your birthday.
Thank you.
What do you usually do for your birthday? What's sort of your dream birthday party?
I don't like big birthdays, so something low-key.
No, you've got to have a big one.
No.
Why?
Because I'm like that.
I like it. All the attention, presents.
No.
Everyone has to be nice to you.
Yeah.
You don't pay for anything.
I guess the presents are, it's worth it.
Presents are good. What would people buy Britney Spears, though? Because I imagine you've got, like, everything.
Anything. I love everything. Like, clothes, jewelry, makeup. Mm-hmm. I'm a girly girl, so.
A girly girl. Mm-hmm. What sort of music are you into right now at the moment?
I love Adele. I think she's mm-hmm. amazing.
Have you ever met Adele?
Yes, I did. At the VMAs, I met her.
She's great, isn't
she? She's very cool.
She's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing how her singing voice is so beautiful?
Yeah.
And her talking voice is like, all right, Britney. It's amazing, her talking voice. I love it.
I thought it was soft, her talking voice.
She's, because she's a bit posh now.
Oh, okay.
She's taken it down a notch. How was the VMAs? Because I watched that on the telly and you won, of course, that huge accolade, which is a massive award.
What?
You won that big award at the VMAs this year. I saw it on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what?
I thought you meant like a big...
No, not a giant... Sorry, I did do big arms. You know, that massive trophy for gymnastics.
I was like, it was tiny.
Well, in spirit, it was huge.
Yeah.
But physically quite small. No, you were like, what big award? What's he talking about? Who's this guy? Was it like a trophy you get
for... It's been a long day.
I know, I'm sorry. But that award that you won, what was it again? It was like for the best woman ever?
Video Vanguard Award.
Video Vanguard, yes. That's what it's called, which is quite a thing. And there were so many iconic Britney moments there mm-hmm. when you watched that performance. That was good, that,
it
wasn't
was
it?
It was fun.
It was real good. Did you know that that was going to happen?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, good surprise.
It was exciting.
What would you say out of those things is your sort of favourite signature Britney look?
Ooh, well, when I was watching it, the little girl who actually she appeared a lot smaller in person than what she did on TV, but the little girl who came out in the slave outfit, she was so tiny and so cute, and she was just full out, and it was just so entertaining.
That was a big look.
Yeah.
I loved it with the snake vibes.
Yeah.
That was my favorite Britney moment. And Gaga gave you the award.
Yes.
Dressed as a man.
Yes.
Everyone tweeted me because obviously it was on. I usually do a nighttime show, so it was on the telly when I was doing the radio, so I didn't get to see it. But when I went on the computer, I went on Twitter, everyone on Twitter was like, Lady Gaga is dressed as you at the VMAs. You know, she was like dressed as that like crazy drunk man, Joe Calderon, who used to be her ex-boyfriend. Everyone was like, why is Gaga dressed as you?
I was like,
no, don't look like that old weird man. Thank you. Well, Britney, thank you for coming in to see us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, you can say if it's not. I won't.
No, it's been awesome.
Okay, good.
It's been great.
Okay, best of the day?
Yes.
Britney, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And we'll see you on tour here very, very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Podcast.
Britney Spears, our guest today on the show. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was good.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was very funny.
I was a bit chatty.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the text saying you didn't let her get a word in.
I know, but I was just trying to make her feel comfortable. And it's what happens when I get a little bit nervous.
It was a Beyonce incident, wasn't
it? I talk more, because I don't want the awkward silence. Like this.
She knows all about you now, though.
Oh, she knows everything about me now. Best friends. I think we're going to stick a picture up online. If you want to go and have a look, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Some people been on, gutted has been on, to say, oh, did I miss Britney? Did she sing? Yeah, she did in a wonderful live lounge with an orchestra. It was pretty amazing. But we're not going to put that on the website because that was that was once in a lifetime sort of thing. No, she didn't sing. We did play her Tudor-y record, though. But we had a nice chat to her, but I did talk a little bit too much. Sorry, Britney fans. Mike in Bedford, did Britney actually say anything in that interview? She said some things. Maybe we should do a Britney-only version
and take me out for the proper Britney fans, because Britney has got on Twitter like Britney Army, Britney Family. Like, there's proper Britney fans. It's not just like, oh, people like her a little bit. They're fully into it. Maybe we could edit me out and just do the Britney. It might sound a little bit like this.
Okay. Yes. Oh, totally. Oh, my God. Crazy hot. Okay, I am too. Oh, crazy hot. Yeah. No, just me. Yeah, not odd or anything. Yeah, and that's you. Yeah, a little. Okay.
See, it's good. It's good without me again. I really like it. Rich, your flirting is making me feel very uncomfortable. I don't think I flirted with Britney, did I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I was just being nice. I wasn't flirty.
So you're going to go to her tour or not?
Yeah.
Was it that awkward thing where she said on air and then, like, afterwards it was like...
Well, the more awkward was like, can I be in your video? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, no, but really, can I actually be in it? She's like, yeah. Like, looking at her people as if she's like, get me out of this scenario. Get me out of this. I think she's done a video this weekend, so I want in it. But maybe she'll get us some tickets. I'd buy them for Britney. Nah. So can we do an interview without Britney in it? Without me in it?
Yeah.
And then one for my mum without Britney in it. Because she'd like that better.
Okay. Yes. Oh, totally. Oh, my God. Crazy hot. Okay. Okay, I am too. Oh, crazy hot. Yeah. No, just me. Yeah, not odd or anything. Yeah. And that's you. Yeah. Yeah, a little. Okay.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello to Bex, who's been on saying, when are you going to slag off your builders? I did mention at about 4:05 that I was going to slag off my builders at some point, but I'm scared to, because they're out the house now, but they know where I live, so they could come back and, like, post horrible things through the front door. Dead rat. Fishy's head.
Why would they do that? What happened?
Well, the builders came around. Basically, ages ago, my house flooded. The ceiling... My housemate Gillian sometimes is overdramatic about things. I was out having dinner and she said, you have to come back, the house is flooded. So I was like, it's not flooded. I've probably left, like, the tap on in the kitchen and there's a little bit of water on the side. No, it had flooded. The ceiling had fallen in my bedroom, and there was water pouring down all in my bedroom, all over my bed, but not, like, nice water, horrible water that had been stuck on our flat roof, they think, for about a year.
Oh, it wasn't the person upstairs with, like, left the bath running?
No.
Making outside water?
Yeah, so basically what they thought, because they're flat roofs, they thought all the other houses' rainwater had flooded down onto our roof, and then our roof has got a pipe thing, a gutter, and it was going to go down there and out onto the street, but the pipe got blocked with leaves. So everyone's dirty rainwater for the street came onto the top of our roof and then fell through on my bed. It was ideal. So that did happen. And it rained so hard in the house that it went through my ceiling, down through my floor, into the living room, blew the television up. Horrible, whole house needs sorting out. Gross. So it's been like that for... That was probably about 2 months ago, 6 weeks ago or something, and we couldn't get builders in. And the house stunk because it was like sort of like murky rainwater that had smelt all the house out and stuff. But we got it all cleaned up and everything like that, and everything was fine. Everything was fine apart from the big hole in my ceiling. But it was probably about that big. What would you say that is? Like, maybe a little bit bigger.
That's
kind of like
size...
saucer size.
Yeah.
Like the top of a teacup. Or the nana's like, oh yeah, top of my teacup. So the builders were coming round to do that. So I thought, well, they're just going to come round for 20 minutes, fill it with something, paint it, done. And then they needed to, like, wallpaper one wall. 4 days. 4 days. Came about 12. 12! Middle of the day. Left about 4:05, something like that. But when they came round, they kind of really took over the house, which is fine. You know, they've got their jobs to do and stuff. And I prepared for them. I made them a cup of tea before I left and everything. And when they were painting, I thought, oh, I'll put a scented candle on.
Why?
Because I didn't want them to... You can make you poorly.
Are you trying to seduce them?
Yeah, no.
Just candles are, like, romantic.
Yeah, but I thought it's so smelly and
not
toxic.
Not for tradespeople.
Yeah, but I thought it's a little toxic for their little lungs. So I thought it'd be quite nice. I said, do you want some music on? And they were like, yeah. So what I thought I'd do is put on my Garage mixtape. Because one, I thought entertaining.
You were trying to seduce them.
What with Garage?
Candles and mixtapes.
Who seduces with Garage?
Well, no, but like, if you
like, hey, baby. Hey, come on, let's get it on.
You made your builders a mixtape.
No, well, I just put my like iPod on shuffle.
Oh, you already had it.
Yeah, okay. I didn't like make it. Like, oh,
it was like,
got
here
loads
you go.
To do today. Got my ironing to do. The mixtape for the builders. Got to get that done.
Meant to
dog
do that
to
at the
vets.
End of your relationship, or like once you've known them a while. Not
no,
like,
I just put it on for entertainment, and I thought I didn't want to put on something like a bit sexy with the candle. Because then I thought, oh, God, this guy's weird.
Do they like garage?
I don't know, but I just thought it'd make them paint fast as well. Like a bit of Laura Marling. They might do it all wistfully. Start painting love arts on the wall. Bit of ivy. And so I thought if you played, like, garage to them, they'd do it, like, quick. Hey, Miss Dynamite. You know, doing it like that. So we did that, and then I left them to us. So it was quite nice to them. And then I got home on Friday after the show here. Finished at, like, 7. Had a few little chores to and got home, and I was like, I can't wait to stay in. Because I never have a night off. Usually I'm doing nighttime here or at weekends, maybe DJing. So I was like, I can't wait. Friday night, gonna stay in. A rarity, get to bed early. And I came back and there was like every building piece of equipment in life, like those paint trays in the sink. Just really annoying. Ladders. Couldn't get in the front door because they just put ladders opposite the front door. And then I imagine when they'd shut the front door, they'd fell against the door. So it was kind of like a what's that word? What I'm trying to say? Like a bollard. So I couldn't really get in the door. So I had to squeeze through the front door, remove the ladders, and there was stuff everywhere. So I was like, why are they... This is day two. For the tiny little hole, teacup size, still there for that. So I go upstairs, go into my room... 18 toolboxes. 18. Like the size of, I'd say, a hamper.
How
like where you put your cat
you
in.
Have?
Just 2. 9 each. Absolutely massive toolboxes. I don't know what there was in them, but massive toolboxes. So I was like, can't be doing this on Friday night. I'm going to have to call them and get them to move the stuff out of here. Because it'd be all right if it was in one room, I thought. So if it's like in the lounge, you deal with it. But it was like lounge, stairs, bathroom, kitchen. Bedroom. It's like, where do I go? I've got nowhere to go. I'm going to have to live outside. So I rang up and I was like, can they just move it into one room? Or maybe, don't bring 18 toolboxes, none of them open, just in there, just for a laugh. And then I rang up and then they were like, you know what, we're coming back early in the morning. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't think they were coming back till Monday. So they came back on Saturday and they were like, sorry, we'll move everything. We didn't think you'd be here. I was like, okay, fair enough. We had a misunderstanding. It's fine. And one of the builders, it was really handsome. My housemate, Jills, was very interested. He kind of looked like a real sexy David Blaine.
Oh.
Yeah, French as well. So, you know, girls like that. So he was in and he came in and he was nice and that. And then they did their jobbies on the Saturday. And then they came back on Sunday. Not nice builders. Angry builders. You've complained. We're like, no, we've not. And someone had complained. But we think it must have been for another job because it wasn't us. So sexy David Blaine turned into cranky David Blaine. He was CDB.
Did you blow the candle out in like a proper...
I was like, I'm turning Miss Dynamite's sticky boo off. And you're not having that candle on anymore. You can get toxic poisoning. So, yeah, the builders have gone now and they finally left. But when I'd left, I think that they thought we complained, which we did once, but to their faces.
And did they fill your hole?
Yeah, they filled my hole. The hole's now full. It's a bit of a dodgy job. But I think they just were like, we hate you. We're going to get out of here. But then as a final thing, I got home yesterday and I've got a wooden bed. And they'd, like, knocked the top of it off. But now I'm too scared of cranky David Blaine to call up. So I'm never going to call up. Wish I never made him that mixtape now as well. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Right, Jedward were here on Thursday. They were here on the show. It was a very relaxing 40 minutes there, very calm, very, you know, relaxing guest to have in. I don't know what happened in that 40 minutes. They never stopped talking. I had no idea, Becky, what they were talking about. None. They'd just start talking and then they'd just start rapping. And I didn't know what was going on. So we're going to play a game now because a lot of people text in when they were here saying that they can't stop saying the word okay. They were like, hi, okay, it's Jedward, okay, I'm John, okay, we're here with Nick, okay. Didn't know what they were talking about. So what we've done is clipped up every single okay from that interview. Becky, how many times do you think Jed would say okay in...
How long were they in for?
Probably like 40 minutes, do you think, Mel? Were they... It felt years, but only 40 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Okay, it's me, okay, okay. We like Britney, okay, we're off on tour, okay.
291.
291?
Yeah.
Are we going to have to count this as we go along, or has someone counted it?
I think someone might have counted it already. Okay.
One of your minions, Becky. You're saying 291. They
what
can't,
are you saying?
I'm going to say
you've
like...
You've got an advantage because you were there.
I was actually here. But it was all... I sort of blacked out for the time that they were there. I was trying to think of my happy place. I think they probably said it... I'm going to go 65 times. Oh, let's say 64. 64 times. How many Scott... If we get this exactly right, you get 100 Scott Mills points.
Yeah.
And then the one who's actually nearer just gets 20.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's 100 or 20. How many times do you think Jedward said okay in 40 minutes? Feel free to play along. You win 20 Scott Mills points if you're vaguely near it.
Do you think I've overestimated a bit?
I think so.
You've gone quite low.
Well, 291.
Okay, 287.
Oh, yeah, that really changes it. 287 instead. How many times Jedward said OK in about half an hour?
I'm serious, Kate. Think
but
cool
he's
okay.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah, totally OK. Me and I were always clean OK. They just never showed it OK. We were hoovering with someone.
And it's like, OK.
Because think about it, OK. Everyone follow. OK, we're going to follow you as well, OK.
Why don't you follow me?
OK, it's cool.
OK, whatever.
But Big Brother was crazy, OK.
But I'm serious, about it.
Yeah. Everyone was in there, OK, having nervous breakdowns.
Guys, OK, if anyone out there is having a freak attack, OK, you're all going to be fine. No one's died. But if anyone has died, OK, you're fine.
Everything's going to be OK. And if you're going through a rough time, just think of me and Edward.
That's massive.
Think about it, okay? Okay, we have exclusive news for you guys, okay? I'm serious, okay? Married, okay? But she's still in movies, okay? And basically, okay, I think none of them, okay? This is the best one, okay? It's Radio 1. It's totally live. All across the nation is listening to my voice right now.
It's kind of weird, okay? Okay,
well, like, everyone gets tired, okay? In the morning, okay? And Nick, okay, guess what, okay? I don't know, okay? But it's okay. I'm going to give you hair tips, okay? So you can have
right
your hair.
Okay.
Okay. Guess what, okay? Okay,
Britney
right
Spears,
now.
If you're listening to this, okay? We love you, okay?
I'll go check it, okay, and we're okay. Basically, this will happen, okay? Barack Obama walked in and go, next year, okay? We say the most random tweets, okay? Everyone listen, okay? Okay, okay. Basically, okay. Okay, like, awkward moment, okay? Basically,
it's fine.
I know you guys are 18, okay? But 18, I know you think it's like a really big age, but like me and John are 19. A tip to make some money, okay? Okay, good, okay? Okay, okay, okay. If it's a guy or whatever, okay?
It's Jedward, it's okay. We love you back. We're coming to Glasgow the 5th, okay, on our tour, okay? So basically, we can meet you there. Beth, okay, don't be stressed now. It doesn't work out, okay? Realize, okay, there's so many other cool people in the world. Nick, okay, say something, Nick.
Okay. 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 Jedward, how many times did they say okay?
65.
No! I said 65.
And you changed it.
And then changed it. How weird is that?
So you would have got 100, which would have taken you really close to things for your golf clubs.
Yeah.
No, you've only got 20.
Oh.
Is 60? That is closer, isn't it, than 287?
Yeah, I think so, because that's one. Yeah. You said 287. I think, yeah, 65 is pretty much closer. Mm. Oh, that's annoying. How weird that I picked 65. I'm in tune with them.
I wouldn't admit to that.
It's quiff power.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.